He's against anything of mixed blood, mongrels, Catholic and Protestant unions of any kind, Romany filth coming anywhere near a girl who was reared to be good. That I'm a bastard born under his roof is more than he can stomach. That he kept me and my mother is the single thing I have never been able to understand. His threat to put me and her out to the open road where we belonged was part of our daily bread. Thanks to Belle's tender care, I have no heirs myself. She drops it into the one conversation a week we have with others, alongside her big, empty laugh that only ever lets people know she doesn't find too many things funny.
Lindy and me are child-free, aren't we, Lindy? Aren't we happy?
We are, I say, as I laugh big, too, to make it a good story and to not spoil the fresh cream cakes. The fresh cream cakes appear on the day we have our visitors. A Saturday, only ever a Saturday. Ah, the sweet and sour of lonely living. The sugar and spice.
Lindy and me made a special excursion to Diamonds, didn't we, Lindy?
We did, I say, with a smile that offends my face. Diamonds is the bakery and it's the best shop for a real treat. We go on the morning bus for the workers every Friday because neither of us can drive. They don't bother to look up anymore, too embarrassed. I reward anyone foolish enough to check me out with a direct stare and a freaky-deaky smile it took me hours to get right. Belle failed her test 5 times. I never took a single lesson. Cars are for people who have places to go.